rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. This show is an eclectic collection of music that's going to run for the next hour. I hope that you'll continue to tune in. I've got some really great stuff that I've been grooving to and enjoying quite a bit that I'm excited to share with all of you. I want to start off the show with an artist that I've talked about quite a bit. She's like gearing up and teasing and going to drop a full album, like I hope soon. It's Charlene Kay, who has been a solo artist. She's worked with various outfits and groups. She's one of the main members of San Fermin, one of my favorite bands right now, and she is an incredibly talented musician in her own right. She's been releasing singles, and one that's pretty recent is called Bamboo, and it addresses the erasure of Asian American people in media and Hollywood, also all that sort of stuff. And she filmed it, the music video, at Ellis Island, just below the Statue of Liberty, among other places. It's a really fabulous song, and I don't know, I'm feeling in the kind of mood that I need to rock out with some, you know, Rage Against the Machine, I guess, some experience. So, I'm going to play that. And then I've got a track from a group called John Cohen Experimental called Ready to Go. And a little bit of Low Cut Connie coming up in this set, but so much more after that. So please enjoy and welcome to Particles and Waves.
I wanna know why we turn a chin about it. Nobody looks like us on the top 100. I feel the bamboo ceiling, they're keeping us under. But baby, we made of something tougher. A flat nose jaw sharper than a diamond. Got my bun in chopsticks, I'm so exotic. Lizard eyes, let me do my duty nice and quiet. But every day we're getting louder. We be dancing on it. We be dancing on it. We be dancing on it.
Up on that bamboo ceiling, we just getting started.
What have you done? You soak us all in bleach. You sear my eyeballs. For an exchange, us fresh off a boat. Then make us follow with umbrellas at award shows. Lady Liberty's counting our spaces. America, where what's different is dangerous. You can't ignore us, but you can't erase us. Used to be afraid, but now I'm shameless. We'll climb up the wall so we can say.
Thank you. the time to stop. It was the right time. I was ready to go. But then I heard John, you're stuck in the mud. Then I felt with the thud, it was a hard time. I was ready to go.
Did you have to spread the tale all over town?
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Philadelphia band Low Cut Connie with a track called Love Life off of their album Dirty Secrets Part 1. Before that, John Cohen Experimental with Ready to Go off of the recently released Go-Getters, and Bamboo by Charlene Kay, although she is going under just her last name, Kay, in all caps, which is appropriate for her character. And I really cannot wait for more music from her. Last week, I introduced all of you to a duo, a Canadian girl group named Partner, and said that I was really into their sound and enjoyed it, and I've been listening to their album, which is called In Search of Lost Time, all throughout this week, and I'm just like head over heels in love. And I've identified part of why, which is that, like, it's kind of a running joke, at least for me, that a lot of my music taste now and a lot of my interest in music is penance for the music taste that I had when I was a teenager. And I think it wasn't awful, but I was definitely searching for something. And, you know, certain sounds and certain trends weren't around when I was a teenager, which is like with the early 2000s. Sorry for people who feel old when I say that. But it's true. But I did go through a phase of listening to that kind of weird SoCal surf punk rock, like power pop thing that happened a little bit. It wasn't quite, it wasn't like power, you know, punk pop. It was just sort of adjacent to that. And it was stuff like Trouble Charger and Sum 41 and Sugar Cult. You know, all these dudes who were playing, had occasional good guitar solos and kind of snotty attitudes, very, very brash, and played rock music. And I remember really wishing that imagining that I was the guitarist, like the cool girl guitarist in all these bands, because I didn't really grow up with girl rock bands the way that there were dude rock bands. Partly it just wasn't the right era for it, and also I just wasn't into indie music. I couldn't access it the way that I can now. Partner 100% fulfills all of those things. It's the sound that I loved, you know, shamefully now, but it's the sound I loved when I was 14 years old, but it's being played by queer ladies who make jokes about being high in the grocery store and Prozac, the band. And that's the song I want to play is called Everybody Knows. And it the chorus does go, Everybody Knows You're High. And it's great. I love it. I can't say enough good things about it. So I'm going to play it for you now, and I hope you enjoy.
Too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one, and I was such a mess that I confessed that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye.
myself when I come home. Leave the light on for myself when I come home. Leave the light on for myself when I come home. 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 Leave the light on for myself. Leave the light on. Myself, you don't know me at all. You don't know me.
Night, I got an alibi. I Thursday, shit. The glove don't fit. You gotta acquit. The charges won't stick, cause Monday morning I'm a brand new man.
Tuesday, catch me if you can.
Wednesday night, I got a alibi. Thursday, Friday, catch some heat.
And longest-running international art book fair is back, baby! The Vancouver Art Book Fair returns to the Vancouver Art Gallery, opening with a members preview and reception on October 13th. The fair runs from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and it is totally free and open to the public, showcasing the work of over 100 publishers and artists through exhibitor booths, hourly talks, performances, and artists' projects. So come to the Vancouver Art Gallery October 13th to 15th if you want to see books, magazines, zines, chapbooks, and print ephemera from New York, Toronto, Montreal, Kaunas, Mexico City, Dubai, Stockholm, and so many more places.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Hello again. Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just recently heard a song by Jeremy Fisher called Uh-Oh off of his 2014 album, The Lemon Squeeze. When I saw him perform live, he said that he ran out of guitar solos to... He sort of ran out of guitar, so he made a piano pop album instead, and it was really good. It's one of my favorite albums of that year. Before that, Leave the Light On by Overcoats off of their album Young, and Everybody Knows by Partner off of In Search of Lost Time. When I was putting this show together and I started to put in stuff like Charlene Kay and Partner and a couple of other things that are going to be coming up, I really was like, we need some Ali X in here. And so I went and found some. Ali X is a Canadian musician, and she's kind of scraping into the main, you know, sort of mainstream consciousness, but she's not quite there yet, and I adore her. She just makes the kind of amazing pop that, basically redeems the genre, or proves that it doesn't even need redeeming in the first place, but it's just generally really, really good. I am currently obsessed with a song of hers called Prime off of her collection EP, so I'm going to pair that with a track from Gordy called Can We Work It Out, and then something else from Goldfrapp as well, to just give you that nice, super good, intense hit of girls making rad electro-tinged pop. Enjoy.
We are in the prime of life. Can we work it out? And now a message from a very excited radio announcer.
Oh, sorry. I mean, Just for Laughs.
Just for Laughs presents the Alternative Comedy Tour.
We gotta get out of here!
Featuring star of Silicon Valley, Deadpool, and everything else you like, T.J. Miller.
Yeah, I was the star of Yogi Bear 3D, but I don't need to get into that.
With special guest, Flight of the Conchords, Rhys Darby.
I probably shouldn't be doing this. It's a risk.
And hosted by Nick Vatterott. The Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour at the Vogue Theater, November 17th. On sale now at Ticketfly.com. For details, check Metro News or go to hahaha.com/alternative.
This has been a message from Just for Laughs Alternative Comedy Tour.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back. That previous set in reverse order was a song called Anymore. It's the leading track by Goldfrapp off of Silver Eye. Before that, Gordy with Can We Work It Out off of her album Reservoir, which I really do enjoy and I recommend that you check out, and Ali X with Prime from Collection One. Last week I played Partner, and I also played The Preachers, and I've been also listening to their stuff as well. They have an album called Girlhood, and I've been giving it a listen, and I really also dig their sound quite a bit. The lead singer kind of reminds me of Kim Carnes in a way. There's an old, and I said this last week, but there is this retro style to their sound that is something that hasn't been tapped into quite yet. When we say retro, we could mean any number of different eras and different types of sound. And there's like a weird 70s singer-songwriter vein in there that some people are just sort of starting to recognize and pull and hipsterify and make new again. And The Preachers are kind of doing that. So this is one of their songs called Yanada.
People say it's not cool to be sweet like you.
my eyes underwater. Ooh, I open up my eyes underwater. I just open up my eyes under the water.
was The Fast Romantics with Julia off of American Love. And before that, The Preachers with Yanada off of their album Girlhood. I have got time for one more song, which is exactly how I planned it. So on Friday, Stars is releasing their newest album, which is called There Is No Love in Fluorescent Light. It went up on NPR First Listen last week. I've listened all the way through it many, many times, and it's very revealing in part how much music I take with me on the go, because I haven't, that's when I'm in transit, that's when I listen to music the most, and I haven't been able to do that. But oh my God, this new album is so good. It's so good. I love it. It's everything I wanted it to be. And so Stars, I follow them on Twitter. You know, being as they are hyping up a new album, start, you know, getting ready to go on tour, they asked the fans, hey, what Stars deep cut do you want to hear us play live? And they were like, really dig deep. What are your choices? And immediately I responded to them with Division. Division is one of my favorite Stars songs. And for the longest time, I had no idea where it fit in with their discography, and it just like appeared out of nowhere. I remember finding it on Groove Shark when Groove Shark was still a thing, and it just was disconnected from everything, but I fell head over heels in love, particularly at the bridge, which you will hear, it's when Torque Campbell comes in. And so I recently realized that it was a bonus track that was released only in like the Japan and I think Mexican releases of In Our Bedroom After the War, which is like 10 years old now. And so I finally have context for where this song belongs, and it makes a lot of sense in terms of the mood. But yeah, that was my pick. Either that or there are a couple from even before then that I love, but I am going to go see them live if I can, and if they play Division, I might just die happy. So in honor of that, you know, in order to maybe put it out there to the universe and see if it works, here, please enjoy Division by Stars. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves, and I will catch you next week.
Yeah. getting much too late in the bus back to the city. The day is ending dark, and maybe so are we. And when the final summer ends, if I could come back down to earth, I would only live my life again. And what would that be worth? I could only kiss you once again. What would that be worth?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, think I'm Queen Ansep, hydro.